February 9th, 2025 has marked the official end of the light skin era.
What happened on February 9th?
With the annihilation of the already presumed dead Drake.
Drizzy. Roger.
Graham.
Rogers. Isn't that what Wayne Goss said?
With a Super Bowl performance. A lackluster Super Bowl performance, I might add. From his arch nemesis, Kendrick Lamar, who took to the stage that Sunday for Super Bowl 50 what? Whatever the fuck. We don't give a fuck about this. We were there to see the bloodbath. That's what everybody was there for.
That's okay? Right.
They didn't even care how bad the fucking audio sounded like. They just wanted to hear those two words. Certified pedophile and a minor. Out of those two, we only got one. A minor. Because Kendrick was too coward to say the word pedophile on national TV. I'm not even glazing Drake. I'm just calling it like it is. Welcome to the ADHD Hour. What were you going to say?
You said two words. Certified pedophile and a minor.
Two phrases, sentences, two crimes.
This nigga okay? Slow.
I was gonna say pedophile, a minor, hey, a minor, whatever. Doesn't matter, right? But we only got one of those two. We got a minor.
Did you notice his chain was an a minor?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you know, on the music sheet when the word a minor is written is the lowercase a, whatever. He was wearing that.
Yeah. What did you think of the performance?
I was here for the bullshit. I stopped watching football like a couple of years ago when the Dolphin kept getting annihilated. So the performance, to be honest, I just thought it was decent. Like, there was nothing special to it. Like, a Super Bowl halftime show is just like, what, 7 minutes long? So musically, you're just there to kind of like see like performers performing in front of a whole stadium.
For me, rap is doesn't ever sound good live.
Yeah.
Rap to me doesn't sound good live at all.
So like, unless you're like a really great singer. Ooh. Well, this nigga suck dick.
Hey, no, I'm sneezing.
Okay. So unless you're like a singer that has amazing vocal abilities, to me, performing live, you know, like just like you said, rap, it's just like, I just thought, okay, let's be real. Kendrick got that Super Bowl spot because of the diss that happened between him and Drake, because of the song Not Like Us. If he had kept going with the same boring ass songs, I don't think he would have
gotten it, yeah.
This far. Now, let me be clear.
He needed Drake to be propelled to his career.
No. He got there on his own talent. His opponent was Drake, which brought more eyes to it. But to be fair, his talents got him there.
No.
Now, hold on. Let me say something, right? Kendrick Lamar, this is the first time. Kendrick Lamar is a storyteller rapper, right? He's not a hit maker rapper. He's made some few hits here and there, but he's a storyteller rapper, right? This is the first time Kendrick Lamar made a storytelling banger.
Is it really a storytelling banger?
Well, the beef with the story of telling that Drake is a pedophile, with the story that he's a culture vulture, trying to, like, there was a narrative with his diss songs. That's what I'm talking about, storytelling. Euphoria and all of those songs, like, there was a story being told. Not Like Us was the first banger that Kendrick has that stuck to the roots of, you know, storytelling and bullshitting and banger. Everything else that Kendrick drops is just like storytelling, artistic, you know, stuff. Not Like Us ended up being Kendrick, storytelling, and
I can't take you seriously. You're a J. Cole fan anyway, so I'm not gonna take you seriously.
What? I'm giving Kendrick his props.
Oh, yeah, no. Wow. I mean, let me.
You don't even listen to Kendrick's music.
I listen to Kendrick. Kendrick used to be one of my top rappers.
You stopped listening to Kendrick after To Pimp a Butterfly.
No, I didn't. I was listening to Damn. I listened to Mr. Morale.
Name five songs on Damn.
On Damn?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I got my money. I love me. Mr. Duckworth.
I said name five songs on Damn.
I could sing them.
I gotta pull up. I gotta pull up. No.
You don't.
You're supposed to name five songs on Damn. You can't.
Mr. Duckworth.
Name five songs on Two Paper Butterfly.
I did listen to Two Paper Butterfly. That shit was garbage.
Name five songs on Mr. Morale.
N95, whatever the fuck. The trans song. When did she find out my auntie's a trans?
I keep asking you to name the songs. You can't even
name the song. I don't know the names. I just know the songs.
Which album came out after Two Paper Butterfly?
What the fuck? Damn, nigga.
Untitled.
What? That wasn't an album.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, let's get over the subject. Let's get back to the fun shit. Like, I'm not about to take shots when these dark-skinned niggas are winning now. Anyway. Everybody trying to make a moment out of this whole Drake beef, which really has been going on for almost a next month will be a year.
That's true.
A year. A year. Yeah, now, light-skinned niggas have been dethroned. I've been sensing the shift, the cultural shift from light-skinned niggas being praised.
I see companies taking shots at Drake.
Duolingo trying to hop on the hype train. Fucking these white people selling t-shirts, trying to culture vulture.
Yo, even the NFL, when they posted the clip, started out, "Hey Drake, heard you like him young." Like, that's where they started the clip. So even the NFL was being messy.
The thing is, Kendrick's peak is because of Drake. You gotta be honest.
You said because of Drake?
Yes, his peak, he's reached this peak solely because of the beef.
I think it's because Kendrick's peak is because Drake was a sorry battle rapper.
Okay, so we're saying the same thing. Kendrick has reached his peak. Well, I don't know if it's his peak yet, but Kendrick has reached...
I think that's his peak.
This current peak in his career because of Drizzy Drake Graham.
Okay, I think what Kendrick has done for the culture, this is the highest level that he'll get as far as his music. Because it has been like such a like global phenomenon. Like, I would there's say global. Nothing... Yes.
I wouldn't say global. It's just an America thing.
No.
Like, fans of hip-hop across the world, of course.
Over the world.
But the world doesn't
know about this shit. Not like us, it is a mainstream song.
Mainstream in America.
No.
I'm telling...
It's a world...
Listen. How are you going to tell me? Listen. Hip-hop fans in other countries know of it. But mainstream media in other countries are not aware of it.
Yes, they are.
I literally was watching a soccer show when the niggas didn't even know what the song was.
You're talking about it's a global song.
It's a global song for global hip hop lovers.
Global song.
It's
period.
Not a global song. So you say it's as big as Despacito?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Not like it's as big as Despacito.
Yes.
Let's pull up. Does it even have 1 billion streams?
Is this about to crack 1 billion?
Not like it's about to crack a billion streams.
In less than a year. Yes!
Not like it's about to...
Look, as a matter of fact, it probably has 1 billion streams right now. Let's go to Kendrick Lamar.
I know. This nigga talking about this, though.
What does it have now?
Yeah, it has 1 billion streams.
Okay, then, nigga. What the fuck? I'm telling you.
Americans are playing this shit.
It's a global song.
It's not a global song.
Oh, my God.
Not like it's not a global song.
It's a global song.
Well, this person has 2 billion streams.
Yo, but yeah, after be like 10, like shut 20 up. Fucking no, years, big out.
Not like us. It's not hard to get 1 billion streams anyway. Not like us is not a global song.
Not like us is a global song.
Amongst hip-hop fans.
Everybody knows this
amongst
song.
Amongst international hip-hop fans. You know what? Ask one of your fans on Instagram and I ask them if
they know the song.
They don't know the song.
I've seen them post the song. Okay.
Majority of them don't know the song.
Okay.
You have one random thought who know the song, I'm sure. They don't know the song.
I'm telling you, it's a global song.
It's not a global song.
That's his first global hit.
It's not a global song.
Okay.
It's a global hip amongst hip hop enthusiasts. But it's not, if you go ask someone's mother about the song, they don't know it. If you go to France, ask someone's mama about Not Like Us, they don't know it. If you go to Spain and ask somebody's mother or father about this song, they don't know it. But if you ask them about Despacito, they know it. If you go to France and ask about, you go to Africa, they know it.
Okay. What will make you accept it as a global song? If you look up the ranking of music in certain countries, what number does Not Like Us need to be at for you to accept it as a global song?
When I say global song, I mean... You hear something from
what
it.
What number?
Listen. You hear something from it. Oh, you know what the song is. What I'm saying is, people who are now tapped into hip hop.
Let's test you.
Don't know that song.
Let's test you. Is Bad Bunny's album a global record?
His album is a global record?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
The new album that he dropped. Is it a global?
With someone's mother know about Bad Bunny's latest album.
Guys, this is what you get when you listen to a charlatan talking about...
What is a charlatan?
It's a global song.
You know what the metric is? Let me piece this out
for you. So, does somebody's mom knows this Despacito, nigga?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me piece this up for you. Soccer is the world's most famous sport. I'm watching a soccer show, the Golasso show, after UEFA Champions League games today. Them niggas didn't even know what Nightlikers was. This shorty sung a Childish Gambino song, so I was talking about This Is America, because she thought that was Kendrick. Kendrick is not a global artist. He's a global artist amongst hip hop fans.
Let's look it up, because you are giving
Not Like Us
right
is not.
Not Like Us song. Is a global song, it's sir. Song.
It's a global amongst hip hop artists. Not Like Us is not a global song. We could get back on topic, though.
Get up.
No. Let's get back on topic. We'll fact check later. This is a show. We got to keep running. We're paying by the hour. We're burning the candlelight. You feel me? I don't understand your. I don't get this from you. You're a J. Cole dick writer. So how would you?
What he flopped with the beef? Like he screwed the pooch.
Light skinned niggas are dead. I see the women preferring dark skinned dudes.
That's always been a thing.
That's not how it's been things. Yes. Light skinned niggas were winning for the longest time because they were more so sensitive. Because of Drake, actually, they're more so sensitive. They're more in tune with their emotion. I want a light skinned nigga. Remember? Because they're more soft.
Light skinned niggas been dead. Drake brought them back with his soft shit. But light skinned niggas been dead. Like
no.
After middle school / high school, light skinned niggas been dead.
Light skinned niggas have always been up as far as
that's
I know.
That's not true.
And then it took they started taking a dive around 2012. And then Drake, as a matter of fact, Drake kept light skinned niggas alive for the longest.
Mm.
But now that the Kingslayer, known as Kendrick, has put an end to the reign of Drizzy Drake Graham, light-skinned niggas officially.
Light-skinned niggas are down for the second time. Light-skinned niggas fell off after the year 2010, 2011. And then...
They didn't fall off.
Yes, they did.
They took a stumble. They didn't fall off.
Let me see. They fell off.
They didn't fall off. Because remember what was it? Michael Ealy? No, not Michael Ealy. Or the guy with the eyes.
I don't know nobody.
The actor with the eyes. Light-skinned nigga. What's popping? What are the Alaska niggas? J. Cole was popping. What was the fucking YBN? What's his name?
No, nobody regarded like, oh my god, man, I'm gonna not, like, Alaska niggas were not winning. Like, they stopped winning.
They were winning.
No, they were not.
Then they got quiet, and then Drake came out. Drake fucking
elevated all the them biggest with a Meek Mill beef. All the biggest artists were dark skinned niggas.
Are the bigger
you ones. Only had one J. Cole. Who else?
Drake.
Okay, but I'm okay. Right. Drake uh-huh. Drake brought them back after a little while, and then now they're falling again. They, like, people look up to Afrobeat artists. They look up to rappers. Most rappers are dark skin.
No, the time frame you're talking about, that they weren't down. They were still on the up. It's not until towards the end of 2018 or whatever, they start taking a tumble. They were going down, and then now Kendrick finished the job.
After Obama left office in 2016, the motherfuckers went dead. He was the last light-skinned person to do anything.
Is Obama considered light-skinned?
That nigga light-skinned.
Obama's light-skinned?
He looks caramel light-skinned.
Well, the white side was winning.
Well, dark-skinned niggas... You're not dark skinned, so don't.
I'm dark skinned.
Yeah, okay.
I'm claiming dark skin now.
You're not even that dark.
I'm not light skinned.
See, that's your problem. You're not even light skinned nor dark skinned. You don't know what the fuck you are.
I know more than my identity is.
What is it?
I'm a god.
Oh shit.
Okay. Young god.
Lord.
But yeah, so are you still gonna be bumping Drake?
You know what? To be honest with you, I barely listen to Drake. Like, I do, but it's when I'm at the gym, like the hype songs that are in my playlist.
Can you admit Drake has more bangers than Kendrick?
Absolutely.
Can you admit Drake's diss tracks have more replayability than Kendrick's diss tracks?
Yes, I've always argued that.
Would you rather bump Drake or Kendrick?
I'd rather bump Drake.
We're not even Drake dick riders or glazers.
Because Kendrick makes, you know, like the Okay, Kendrick makes
Kendrick art. Raps like he's trying to get the slaves free.
Okay, stop trying to glaze Drake, nigga. Goddamn. Kendrick makes artsy music for, you know, hip-hop connoisseurs and people who want to hear something different than, like, what's regularly playing on the radio. Kendrick uses it to express himself with, like, intricacies and whatever the fuck, right? Those things don't translate as, like, song you listen to every day.
How about this? Kendrick doesn't make music for entertainment.
I'll agree with that, yes.
For this, for the album to be entertaining, you need to be able to dance, so you need to be able to quote it. Like, yes. Kendrick hasn't made, rarely makes those kind of songs. Kendrick doesn't make music to entertain. He makes music to make you think, to get you, I don't know.
Okay, that's not a completely fair statement. Right. I think he knows how to fuse, like, a banger with, like, you know, artsy stuff. But it's never to the level of, like, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to play this song.
No.
He only has a handful of them.
That's what
Good
I
Kid,
said.
Mad City has bangers on there. Section 80, that's more of, like, classic hip-hop stuff. It has some bangers
I'm not saying he doesn't make bangers. I'm just saying majority of the stuff he makes is not to entertain. Yes, he has stuff where he'll go hard, like when he had the verse on New Freezer and all that stuff. Yeah, but I'm just saying his MO is not to entertain with his music.
Okay.
He's not for entertainment. Kendrick is not to be
considered for entertainment. He's here to try to free the slaves.
He's here to try to free the slaves
okay.
through the underground Negro Road.
What's the underground Negro Road?
It's a place where Negroes would go to meet up with Bugs Bunny so they could go underground. All right, I got nothing. I tried.
You flying spirit. It's been a while since you flown spirit, boy. But anyways, I think this has been the greatest this.
No. Okay. Light-skinned guys are down. Are light-skinned women also down?
Those things don't affect women, bro.
No, but I'm saying, you know how, like, light-skinned niggas were highly sought after. Now they're no longer. Do you think there's still a preference towards light-skinned women or dark-skinned women? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's just fat ass that
matters. I think the colorism when it comes to women is almost non-existent now.
Really?
You just have to look good. You just have to have a nice ass, nice tits, whatever, nice face, that's it. No niggas like, oh, she's dark, but she, like, oh, she thick, but she's dark. Nobody's saying that.
No,
nobody's saying that. I'm like,
Lupita Nyong'o got a bunch of fans.
But that's Hollywood propaganda. We don't fuck with her.
You don't think Lupita is hot?
I think she's cute, yeah. I'm not saying she's hot, I think she's cute.
What about her? What's the name from Insecure?
Oh, something Ray, Lisa Ray, whatever.
Issa Rae. She's cute. A dark skin. She got niggas fawning over her.
She cute.
Who else? But okay, so
Kelly Rowland has always been like the queen of dark skinned women.
Yeah, is she considered dark skinned now?
Yeah, she's dark skinned.
Okay, so women are.
What's the other one?
Dark skinned. Is Meg considered dark skinned?
It was a model. Meg who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
She's not dark skinned.
She's not highly sought after.
She's a horse. She says she's a horse.
So she's a vital horse.
Colorism for women has faded away like a little while
that
ago.
That is true.
A little while
There's
ago.
No more colorism for women.
Correct. There's no more. Now there's colorism for men. I know women like to complain, oh my God, you have light-skinned people on your music videos. This rapper, like, I haven't heard that from a bigger artist in a while.
Can we be honest here? We might have to save this for the next episode, but can we be honest here? Black women have it easier than black men.
Oh, wow. You want to start some shit today. Okay.
Black women have it easier than black men.
Why do you say that?
Because a black woman can say whatever the fuck she wants. Nothing's going to happen to her.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay. Give me an example.
I'll give you an example.
Where a black woman said whatever the fuck she wanted and nothing happened to her.
I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. A black woman recently said, if you don't vote for her, you ain't black.
Okay.
No, that wasn't her. That was Joe Biden, right?
Yes.
Same energy.
So that was a cracker.
Same energy. Okay. I'm digging my grave?
Yeah, I'll be helping you dig it. Go ahead. Tell me.
If you're going to help me dig my grave, you got to help me say
things. No. I'm preparing it for you. So tell me something a black woman said.
Words.
No. I'm helping you out. So go ahead.
I love my black queens.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all could claim whatever and y'all need to be listened to. A man could claim whatever, like, shut the fuck up. A black woman can say...
I need more details.
A black woman can say something like, black women are the most disrespected people in this country.
Hold on. You don't think that black women are the most disrespected group in the world or in America?
No.
Really?
Black women are not.
Who do you think is the most disrespected group in America? Please say the white man.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z, we'll revisit.
Who's the most disrespected group in America?
Mexicans.
Ooh.
Because they're hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bother nobody.
But yet
they get discriminated against.
For stealing jobs. Stealing what jobs? For helping your country out, nigga?
Who will clean your bathrooms, Mr. Trump?
You know who the fuck said that again?
What's the name again? That dumbass bitch.
Oh, Lord. So,
Who would take care of your laundry, Mr. Trump? I mean...
I'm grabbing the coffin. I need you to say what privileges that black women have that nobody else has.
I told you already. Black women get away with saying anything that could smack you into oblivion. And if you put, return the favor, it's a problem.
But that's not a black woman thing, or that's just a woman thing. I need specifics for black women.
I think specifically black women, though.
No.
Because if a white woman gets hit bad, black women get black.
Have you ever heard of Amber Heard? Have you ever heard of
Because they got caught in HD, so niggas couldn't front.
The nigga with the big nose and his girl did all the shit. He ran away and he still got in trouble.
My point.
But that's a white woman. That's not a black woman.
No. That's what I'm talking about. You see how Jonathan Majors, what happened to him?
Uh-huh. That doesn't support your...
That would not happen to a black woman.
If a black woman slapped Jonathan Majors...
I'm saying...
Nothing would have happened to Jonathan Majors.
That's a lie.
Yes.
Cassie took down Diddy. Is it because she's light-skinned?
What the fuck? She got beat up, nigga.
Yeah, Cassie took down Diddy.
Because she got beat up, she did not slap Diddy. Diddy bit the,
we gotta beat the shit out of her. To both sides of the story.
She's trying to get canceled. Now, I need you to get in your fucking grave, bitch, because I can't wait till you do
it. I thought this was a comedy podcast. I was looking for an angle. You weren't trying to help me at all. Oh my God. On that note,
yo, I'm out. This is coming from the nigga who only dates black women. That's crazy.
That's how you know I was joking. I was looking for you to help me work this angle.
He's using
into
y'all.
A bit.
He's using y'all.
No, I'm not.
To keep his black card. This nigga's an Oreo. He doesn't even know like black music.
We just talk about Kendrick.
This nigga, yeah, you don't even know two, like five songs off a Kendrick Lamar album. He's pretending.
Hey.
This motherfucker.
Hey. How about this? This is gonna be a great outro. If I was in crib, all got along, they probably got me down.
If who and what got along?
Go, go, city, gonna go against me.
You don't even know
every time I'm in the streets, I...
Yeah, yeah, yeah!